This show was first broadcast on Free FM 89.0, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access radio station. For more information on our station and our wide range of programs, visit freefm.org.nz.
And I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe it. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat.
I'm Oliver Gray, and this is A Sonic Youth, your weekly half-hour guide into the great expanse of modern indie and alt-rock, with classic albums, new releases, and in this episode especially, unearthed gems. This week, a selection of great indie tracks I would consider hidden gems. There's some experimental blues, a great piece of moody neo-psych, a Stephen Malcolmus solo track, and Japanese shoegaze.
Trade a tale of wrong and good, gone bad. Gold will shine in the sun, nothing but metal in the dark. Let us make a deal, double. The lizards free, run before they burn. Let us come on in, lonely boots will echo here. Long after we your tune. The story is left far behind for another to tell soon. Lonely songs will echo here long after we leave. Let us make a deal, double or nothing. Trade a tale of wrong and good. Double or nothing. Double or nothing.
Welcome to episode 221 of A Sonic Youth. Opening the show was Duke Garwood with the simmering piece of blues experimentalism called Cold Blooded. While Garwood has an appreciable following, I think his 2017 record Garden of Ashes deserves far more recognition for its unique sound. Garwood, born in 1969 and based in London, has released an impressive series of solo albums since his 2005 debut Holy Week. Straight away with that record, he gained praise for his take on alternative blues, with Q magazine saying he made the likes of Will Oldham seem cheery in comparison. Garwood has also notably collaborated on two records with the late Mark Lanegan, who headed the Screaming Trees and was a member of Queens of the Stone Age, before embarking on his own successful solo career, which saw him compared to Leonard Cohen and Nick Cave. I think Garwood's finest moment came with the Garden of Ashes record, especially in the two beautiful songs I'm playing for you today. Here's the second track, one of my favourite tracks of all time, and an incredible example of psychedelic blues. Here's Blue.
Thank you.
take me in. Throw down like you're a fire-breathing fiend, because I need your bone. Keep on fighting and take me in. Stay clean. Take me in. I'm iced out in the rapture that's the dawn. Well, this machine is creamed.
You're listening to A Sonic Youth, and that was Duke Garwood and Blue. From a spaced out piece of psych to a somewhat grungier one, our next hidden gem is from Chicos de Nazca. They're a three-piece neo-psych band from Chile, now based in Berlin. My favourite of their records is 2014's Blowing Inside. A standout track is I Want to Bring You Here. This track's heavy, grungy, but still soulful, especially with that neo-psych secret recipe that is a simple organ chords deep in the mix.
Thank you.
That was Chicos de Nazca with the awesome track I Wanna Bring You Here. Next up is an artist who certainly isn't unknown in the indie rock world. In fact, he heads what I think is the definitive indie rock band, Pavement. But Stephen Malkmus's solo work is thoroughly overshadowed by his work in Pavement. Pavement is one of my favourite bands, but honestly, I would struggle to pick between only Pavement or only Malkmus's solo work. Fortunately, we don't have to do that, and I can play a favourite song from a Stephen Malkmus album, which also features his band, The Jicks. Malkmus's first, self-titled record was released in 2001, just 2 years after the final Pavement record. It's an incredible album, one I'd personally place above every Pavement album but Slanted and Enchanted. 2 years later, however, he went one better with Pig Lib. It's got all you'd want from Malkmus. The fun folky songs like Jenny and the S-Dog and Craw Song, the classic slightly unpolished Pavement-style indie rockers like Us, Do Not Feed the Oyster, and Animal Midnight. Then, there are these pieces of prog rock guitar genius. The album opener Water and a Seat, for example, and especially the epic 9-minute 1% of One, the best song Malkmus ever wrote. I've played 1% of One a few times on the show though, so I'm going to pick another track. Here's a track which I think perfectly demonstrates Malkmus's unique sound and songwriting style, and his guitar playing. I really love the one-note guitar solo in this one, straight out of the Neil Young playbook. This is Witch Mountain Bridge.
In better times, a spell could save you. Than wine that we threw into a chasm came right back at you. Now it's all so straight and narrow, and the skeptics rule the nation. Of the realms of the night.
That was Stephen Malkmus and the Jicks with Witch Mountain Bridge from the Pig Lib album. Our final track this week is a true hidden gem, a Japanese shoegaze band that nobody really seems to know that much about. Honey Dip, I think they were based in Osaka and active in the early to mid 90s, gaining a not insignificant local fan base. Presumably that fan base transferred to another generation, and the band reformed, playing shows around Japan and re-releasing their albums Groovy Indian Summer and Another Sunny Day a few years ago. They're now at over 60,000 monthly Spotify listeners, earned by their beautiful full noise, very My Bloody Valentine influence shoegaze sound. Here's their best song to close off this show, a relative super hit as far as rediscovered 90s Japanese shoegaze bands go. Here's Honey Dip and their track Summer's Gone. Thanks for listening to A Sonic Youth. This show is made with support from Free FM, Hamilton's access media station, and New Zealand On Air. For more of the greatest indie and alt rock, check out the back catalogue and future shows on Apple Podcasts and freefm.org.nz. And give me a follow on Facebook and Insta at A Sonic Youth Podcast. Remember to support the artists you love, and I'll see you next week.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.